stories in roughly 60 seconds with the Morning Minute. The lone winner of the $570 million Powerball jackpot is a ticket sold in New Hampshire. That's right, New Hampshire, where the wind chill is currently 100 degrees below zero. That's cold enough to make you set that $570 mil on fire. Last night, Hollywood celebrated its own at the Golden Globe Awards. And other than Sterling K. Brown winning for This Is Us and Oprah getting a Lifetime Achievement Award, it was a night of black actors and actresses getting passed over. And for most of the categories, there were no brothers or sisters nominated at all. But hey, at least everybody wore black. And speaking of awards, today is the day that Donald Trump was supposed to announce the winners of his fake news awards. But the fake president with the fake hair and the fake tan tweeted that his fake awards for fake news is being pushed back to Wednesday, January 17th. Man, I think it's great that Donald Trump has all this free time to focus on a Twitter PR stunt. President Obama was always way too busy running the country. But I hope that before that Wednesday, somebody tells Trump that he keeps spelling fake news wrong. Fake is spelled F-O-X. I'm Chris Paul. Catch me and Huggy Lowdown this Sunday in Alabama at Stand Up Live Huntsville. And this was the Morning Minute.